ABC News at 5 is sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed and Such, your local family feed and seed store. Without you, there would be no us. And for that, they are forever grateful. You're listening to WRCO 100.9 FM in Richland Center. The time is 5:01.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. The FBI says it has a lot of questions about the second assassination attempt on former President Trump. But this much, Special Agent in Charge Jeffrey Veltri says they're fairly sure about Ryan Routh.
We do not have information that he's been acting with anyone else at present.
Routh, the suspect, did not enter a plea when he appeared today in court, but he does face two gun-related charges. Ohio Governor Mike DeWine says it's time to stop the unfounded rumors that Haitian migrants are eating dogs and cats in that city. The conspiracy theories are blamed for dozens of bomb threats since last week's presidential debate, including at two elementary schools today. A natural gas pipeline fire, which is burning in Deer Park, Texas, has injured at least one firefighter. Jane's Addiction is ending its tour after an on-stage fight last week between members Perry Farrell and Dave Navarro. The Dow closed at an all-time high. This is ABC News. Another company is telling many of its employees that regular work-from-home days will soon be a thing of the past.
In a letter to employees, Amazon CEO says not only is he ordering that the company have fewer managers so employees can work with fewer meetings and fewer approval layers on decisions, but the company will also mandate that corporate workers return to the office 5 days a week by early January. Amazon, like many companies, has allowed 3 days a week in office and two remote after the pandemic, but the CEO is saying it's time to change that now so workers can better collaborate in person. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Home Depot has agreed to pay nearly $2 million to settle complaints that the company engaged in false advertising and unfair competition. A complaint filed in San Diego Superior Court accused the company of scanner violations where the checkout price for an item is more than what's written on the shelf tag or the item itself. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Hello, friends. Ellie here at Chet's. Remember, it's your bird's most favorite time of the year. At Chet's, we have many choices to feed them, from sunflower seeds, Niger, finch food, a variety of suet cakes, bird feeders, and the famous Chet's special, sold by the pound or bag. Keep your birds happy and stop down to Chet's for all your bird seed needs.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News is sponsored by Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. A few clouds and patchy fog tonight with a low of 58. Sunny and summery tomorrow with a high of 88. And clear skies for tomorrow night for the harvest supermoon and partial lunar eclipse, which will be held at 9:44. And the low will be 54 degrees. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are out of the northwest at 2 miles per hour. And our current temperature is, under sunny skies, 83 degrees.
Make a career choice you can be proud of. Join the legacy at Pine Valley Community Village, serving with pride for 140 years, where you and your contribution truly matter. Enjoy exceptional benefits as a full or part-time Pine Valley employee, health, dental, and life insurance, plus holiday, vacation, and sick pay. And don't forget the fun, potlucks, dress-up days, prizes, games, and more. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Vice President Kamala Harris is headed back to Wisconsin. The Harris campaign today announced that the vice president will hold a rally Friday evening in Madison. An exact time and location have not been released. This will be Harris's fourth trip to the state since she launched her bid for the White House in July. This will be her second stop this year in Madison. Harris was in Madison back in March and visited a home on Madison's far west side, where she lived as a child in the late 60s. On the other side of the political aisle, Republican vice presidential candidate J.D. Vance will be back in Wisconsin tomorrow with a stop in Eau Claire. Democrats are pumping $25 million into expanded voter outreach across 10 states as part of their effort to protect their narrow Senate majority. The new spending from the Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee, first shared with the Associated Press, comes less than 2 months until the November 5th election. It also comes as Democrats benefit from a fundraising surge since President Joe Biden ended his reelection bid and endorsed Vice President Kamala Harris. The states include Arizona, Florida, Maryland, Michigan, Montana, Nevada, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Texas, and Wisconsin. Democrats are defending seats in 8 of those states. At least 1,350 people in Wisconsin registered to vote after pop star Taylor Swift endorsed Vice President Kamala Harris. That's according to Vote.org. Swift posted her support for Harris on Instagram Tuesday night after the presidential debate. Another case of West Nile virus is confirmed in Wisconsin. State health officials say a person in Rock County was infected. It's the 7th West Nile case confirmed in Wisconsin overall this year. Fewer than 1% of the people who contract West Nile virus develop serious symptoms, but health officials urge people to be careful to reduce their exposure to mosquitoes. Some U.S. House Republicans want to cut 27% from the Federal Trade Commission. Aaron Witte of the Consumer Protection Federation says now would be an especially bad time for that.
We've seen people talk a lot about feeling like their costs are increased in lots of ways. And the FTC's work is really aimed at trying to lower a lot of those costs to bring some fairness back to the process.
A group called Opportunity Wisconsin is calling on Congress to pass clean funding bills without extreme provisions that would hurt families. Witte says the FTC has good ideas, like making it easier to cancel online subscriptions.
That would make it as easy for someone to cancel a subscription as it is to sign up for it. And that proposal has gotten thousands of comments from consumers about how much time they are wasting on things like unnecessary subscriptions.
GOP leaders on the Appropriations Committee say they want to prioritize anti-terrorism efforts, maintain the integrity of financial markets, and spur small business growth. Gas prices continue to fall. The average today is $2.96, falling 9.8 cents over the past week. This is over 38 cents lower than a month ago and 67 cents lower than this time last year. Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy, said average prices are below $3 per gallon in 18 states. Many stations are making the switch to winter gasoline, which will help prices continue to drop. Time is ticking for local governments across the U.S. to spend an influx of federal money they received during the coronavirus pandemic. The $1.9 trillion American Rescue Plan, passed by Congress and signed by President Joe Biden in 2021, included $350 billion of aid to states, territories, tribes, counties, cities, and towns. The money, known as the State and Local Fiscal Recovery Funds, was intended to provide both immediate aid amid a health crisis and a longer-term boost for communities, the Biden administration said. U.S. Treasury rules gave governments broad flexibility in spending the money, with the greatest leeway reserved for funds that governments categorized as a replacement for revenue lost during the pandemic's economic downturn. The Treasury allowed governments to claim up to $10 million of lost revenue without having to prove it, though governments could submit evidence of more. The Treasury required governments to file periodic progress reports and set a two-part deadline for using the funds. Governments must obligate all their state and local fiscal recovery funds for specific purposes by the end of this year, or else return the rest of it to the Treasury. Under federal rules, an obligation generally requires a government to place an order for services or property, enter into a contract or award to grant to another entity. Governments that meet the obligation deadline then must finish spending the funds by the end of 2026. About 80% of all funds had been obligated as of March, according to the most recent data reported to the Treasury by more than 26,500 local, state, and territorial governments. That's right on pace to finish in time, but some governments appear further behind than others. About 1 in 5 governments reported obligating less than half their funds as of this spring, according to the AP analysis, and about 3,500 had obligated less than 25%. That includes 2,260 governments that reported no projects, leaving it unclear whether they had any plans for the money. Some of them may have already used the money, but failed to describe the purpose to the federal government. Many are wondering about letters received from Richland County about a data security incident. If you received one of these letters, you can find the notice pertaining to the incident on the Richland County website, co.richland.wi.us. As disasters become more frequent and severe, it is important to ensure younger generations have the knowledge to keep them safe and build resiliency. September is Preparedness Month, and Ready Wisconsin encourages everyone to spend time this month teaching children and teens how to be prepared. Parents should talk to their children about what to do if there is an emergency at home, school, or daycare. Teach children when and how to call 911 in case of an emergency. Make sure they know who to contact and identify a safe meeting place by creating an emergency communications plan for your family. Plan should include important phone numbers and a backup point of contact. Put together an emergency supply kit with your children and show them where it will be kept. Practice emergency plans at home, including knowing where your safe spot is in case of a tornado. Educators can also help prepare students by offering the Student Tools for Emergency Planning program in their classrooms. Designed for 4th and 5th grade students, this curriculum, developed by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, is made available by the state at no cost to educators. The program teaches important preparedness lessons to children and encourages them to take that information home. 4th and 5th grade educators and school administrators interested in offering the STEP program in their schools during the spring of 2025 can find more information online at readywisconsin.wi.gov/step. Get ready for a partial lunar eclipse and supermoon. The spectacle will be visible in clear skies across North America tomorrow night. A partial lunar eclipse happens when the Earth passes between the Sun and Moon, casting a shadow that darkens a sliver of the Moon. Since the Moon will inch closer to Earth than usual, it'll be a supermoon. No special eye protection is needed to view a lunar eclipse. Viewers can watch with the naked eye or opt for telescopes and binoculars. A plane made an emergency landing at Milwaukee's Mitchell International Airport. The American Airlines jet from Philadelphia encountered mechanical issues prior to its scheduled landing Sunday evening. The flight did land safely and passengers were deplaned at the airport as normal. American Airlines said the aircraft will be inspected by a maintenance team. A state senator is banned from the Lac du Flambeau Chippewa Tribe's Northern Wisconsin Reservation over comments she made at a meeting. At an August 23rd meeting on the ongoing dispute between the tribe and the town of Lac du Flambeau over continued road closures on tribal lands, State Senator Mary Fleskowski said giving money to the tribe to end the dispute would be similar to giving in to terrorists. In the banishment notice, Tribal President John Johnson said Fleskowski's comments are damaging negotiations and harmful to the tribe. Fleskowski responded with her own message to the media, saying she doesn't regret making the comments, but does regret the language she used. She said Johnson should just contact her next time, and she had no plans to visit the reservation anyway. A fatal collision between a motorcyclist and a bear. Just before midnight Friday, Lincoln County deputies found 50-year-old Paul Bowman of Marshfield dead on Highway 51 in the town of Merrill. A preliminary investigation indicates Bowman's cycle was southbound when he struck a bear. It's not yet known if alcohol or speed were factors. The weekend's annual Tomahawk Fall Ride brought thousands of bikers to the area.
Just like no two people are the same, no 2 days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Joan Ann Kalinowskis, 74, of rural Cazenovia, died September 9th after a battle with lung cancer. A private memorial service will be held at a later date. In lieu of flowers, the family would appreciate donations to aid with medical expenses. Donations may be made through the Farber Funeral Home in Reedsburg. Joan Ann Kalinowskis, 74, of rural Casanova. Rita Elaine Ewers, 91, of Platteville, died Thursday at home. Funeral services will be held at noon Friday at the Melby Funeral Home and Crematory in Platteville. Burial will be at the Bosque Bell Cemetery. Friends may call at the Melby Funeral Home and Crematory Friday from 10 until the time of service at noon. Rita Elaine Ewers, 91, of Platteville.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. Is summer stuck on repeat? Sure feels like it, with highs today that surged into the mid-80s, which is well above our average highs. In fact, right now, we're supposed to be sitting in average high temperatures in the low 70s. So taking these anywhere from 10 to 15 degrees above that is being spoiled here, Wisconsin. Just keep that in mind, so soak it up while it's here. Got a few clouds out there tonight, and lows will slowly fall to the upper 50s. We could be waking up to some patchy fog, especially into the cornfields early tomorrow morning. But after that, nothing but sunshine and summery highs once again. In fact, this time we'll be flirting with 90 degrees as a south breeze pulls in at about 10 miles per hour. Good thing the skies stay clear for tomorrow night, because did you hear? The trifecta. The harvest, supermoon, and partial lunar eclipse takes place at 9:44. That means if you peek your head outside then, you'll see a full moon, which they call the harvest moon because farmers this time of year are usually out late at night harvesting their crops. And of course, it's the closest full moon to the autumnal equinox. It's also going closer to Earth, which makes it appear larger, too. And on top of all of that, it's a partial lunar eclipse. So as Earth's shadow slices through the top 8% of it, you will see a small shadow casted on it. And for Wednesday, hump day, mostly sunny and hot still. High temperatures still reaching into those mid to upper 80s, and we hold steady for Thursday, too. Skies will stay clear and that above average warmth hangs on. It's got a grip on us for Friday, too. But Friday, showers and thunderstorms are possible early in the morning, and then the air mass shifts. We got some muggy conditions moving in on Friday afternoon and partly cloudy skies. In fact, it'll be considerably cloudy on Saturday, humid, with few showers and thunderstorms still possible. I hope you guys have a good rest of your evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Why is that important to you? Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships with families, farms, and businesses. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community, where new businesses, students, and entrepreneurs of all types have a voice that is heard and appreciated. Since 1881, the Richland County Bank has provided people in the area with quality banking service. It's local people serving local people. It's local people and their community bank working together for the good of the community today and the community's well-being tomorrow. It's what "where others have their branches, we have our roots" really means. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, it's mostly sunny and 83 degrees after a high of 86 and a morning low of 55. Yesterday's high was 89 and we received no precipitation. Record high set back in 1939 is 96 degrees with a record low of 33 set back in 1966. Last year's high was 69 with a low of 52. Sunset will take place tonight at 7:10 with sunrise tomorrow morning at 6:43. Winds are out of the north-northwest at around 2 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 29.99. Our relative humidity is at 47%, and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 83 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO Sports is sponsored by Schwarz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and PCB Wealth Management, committed to helping you pursue your goals, whatever they may be. For the Packers fans filling Lambeau Field Sunday at the home opener, the game looked a lot like the 1960s. Green Bay kept the ball on the ground in a 16-10 victory over the Indianapolis Colts. Running back Josh Jacobs rushed 32 times for 151 yards, and reserve quarterback Malik Willis was efficient as a game manager. With starter Jordan Love unavailable, Willis completed 12 of 14 passes for 122 yards and one touchdown. The Packers had more than 40 minutes of possessions while picking up their first win of the season. The team travels to Nashville next week to take on the Tennessee Titans. After a two-run triple by Jackson Churio gave the Brewers a lead, Arizona won in a walk-off, scoring three runs without making an out in the bottom of the 10th inning yesterday. Rookie Jackson Churio had a single, home run, and that triple to drive in five, but Milwaukee lost 11-10. The Diamondbacks avoided a sweep with the come-from-behind victory. Reliever Jared Koenig had looked unhittable in the ninth, so manager Pat Murphy decided to leave closer Devin Williams in the bullpen. Koenig took the loss. The Philadelphia Phillies visit AmFam Field tonight to start a three-game series. And you can hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450. First pitch will be at 6:40, with the pregame starting at around 6:05. The Badgers made too many mistakes while losing a one-sided game to fourth-ranked Alabama 42-10 Saturday. Two Crimson Tide scores came after a pair of Wisconsin fumbles deep in its own territory, and two more followed a missed field goal and a failed fourth-down attempt. Quarterback Tyler Van Dyke was hurt early in the action, and Braden Locke passed for 125 yards, including a scoring pass after the outcome was decided. The Badgers have this Saturday off and will try to get back on the winning track next Saturday in a Big Ten conference game at USC. Coach Luke Fickell tells reporters the Badgers were whooped.
Someone once said, "All my life I thought air was free until I bought a bag of potato chips." Schwarz Insurance believes that you should get what you pay for. Do you have the proper insurance protection? Schwarz Insurance can offer you a no-obligation quote on all of your insurance needs. Perhaps it's time for you to check on your insurance protection to be sure you are properly covered. Call 647-8891 for a quote that is all chips and no air.
Whether a college education is a distant dream you hold for a newborn child or a financial imperative staring you in the face, it is important to take swift steps to begin meeting this challenge. Next to retirement planning, paying for your child's education could be the largest expense that your family will bear.
To learn about flexible college savings programs, please contact Rob Renish with PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank at 608-588-9946. He can help you plan today so you are prepared for tomorrow's college education expenses. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates, not insured by FDIC or any other government agency. Not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations. May lose value.
The 24-17 win at Nashville yesterday by the New York Jets had Wisconsin written all over it. Former Badgers running back Braylon Allen scored twice, one of them on a pass reception from former Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers. Rodgers was 18 of 30 for 176 yards and two touchdown passes. Another former Packer, Alan Lazard, caught two of those passes for 11 yards. The Jets prevailed when the Tennessee Titans weren't able to score a tying touchdown with less than a minute left on the clock after starting inside the 10-yard line. The Carolina Panthers have benched 2023 number one overall pick Bryce Young after the second-year quarterback's rough start this season. Andy Dalton will take over as the starter for Carolina next game on Sunday at Las Vegas. Panthers head coach Dave Canales says he made the decision after watching game film from Sunday's 26-3 loss to the Los Angeles Chargers. And it was a rough Sunday for some of the NFL's best teams in 2023. The 49ers were stymied by the Vikings on the road. The Cowboys got destroyed by the Saints at home. The Ravens blew a double-digit lead in the fourth quarter against the Raiders. The Lions messed up in a home loss to the banged-up Buccaneers. New season, different challenges. Last year's records don't matter. Even Patrick Mahomes and the two-time defending Super Bowl champion Chiefs struggled. They barely escaped with the win over the Bengals when Harrison Butker kicked a last-second 51-yard field goal after a defensive pass interference on 4th and 16 gave them a chance. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Schwarz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and PCB Wealth Management, committed to helping you pursue your goals, whatever they may be. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.
Hi, I'm Joan Balwig. As a mom, grandma, and small business owner, I understand how rising costs are affecting Wisconsin families, whether it's groceries, school supplies, or health care. That's why I fought in Madison to put more money in your pocket and support programs that address rising costs. I voted to cut taxes for the middle class. I fought to provide more health care coverage for postpartum mothers. I worked to address rising child care costs by expanding available tax credits and by creating new child care slots. And I fought to improve access to mental health care and suicide prevention. Because by working together and bringing everyone to the table, we can put more money in your pockets and support programs that reduce costs, improve outcomes, and make life more affordable again. I'm Joan Balwig. I'm a bipartisan consensus builder. I'm running for state senate, and I'd be honored to earn your vote this November. Paid for by the committee to elect Joan Balwig.
This Farm News and Market Update on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Walsh's Ace, providing farmers, homeowners, and businesses the products and services needed. Shop Walsh's Ace for your home repair needs and get your weekends back.
Soybeans, corn, and live cattle were all lower. Hogs are mostly higher. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Commodity Market Update on Brownfield. Sines' focus on delivering higher-yielding genetics faster than the competition is why they've released more Enlist E3 lines than any other company. Sine has yield. Soybeans were mostly lower on technical selling. Beans were looking ahead to Monday's crop progress report and an update on harvest activity. The USDA did report a sale of 132,000 metric tons of beans to an unknown destination. November beans down 1 3/4 at 10.04.5. January beans down 1 1/4 at 10.23.5. Corn was lower on profit taking. The trade was watching weather and harvest activity. Corn was also pressured by negative spillover from wheat. December corn down 2.5 at 4.10 3/4. March corn down 1 3/4 at 4.29 1/4. The wheat complex was lower on profit taking. Wheat was watching weather with ongoing dryness in parts of Russia and Ukraine, the southern plains in the U.S., and parts of Argentina and Australia. The trade was also monitoring tensions in the Black Sea region. In Chicago, December wheat down 16 1/4 at 578.5. March wheat down 14 3/4 at 597.5. In Kansas City, December wheat down 19.5 at 580.5. And in Minneapolis, December wheat down 15 3/4 at 619 3/4. Live cattle were lower ahead of the week's direct business. Feeders were mostly higher on the lower moving corn. October lives down 42 at 177.22. December lives were down 15 at 178.35. October feeders were down 12 cents at 239. Hogs are mostly higher on demand optimism with support from wholesale values during the session. Midwest butcher hogs were steady and the national direct was lower at midday. October lean hogs up 147 at 79.92. December lean hogs were up 87 at 72.17. I'll be back with a look at closing cash numbers on Brownfield right after this.
Bex recognizes this week's player with heart, Jordan Berg of Granton High School, for her commitment and passion on the field and within the farming community.
Jordan is a three-sport athlete taking part in volleyball, hockey, and track and field, and loves the lessons that go with it.
I've had the opportunity to meet all sorts of different people. I've learned the value of hard work, perseverance.
She plans to make a career out of agriculture.
I love getting to tell people about it, getting to experience the different parts of it. Agriculture is really a strong strong part of who I am.
Jordan plans to run for Wisconsin FFA state office, and she wants to take a run at Allison Dairyland down the road.
To be Wisconsin's advocate for agriculture, to show people who don't know what agriculture is, what it actually stands for and what it is, but then to also be that voice for our agriculturalists, our farmers, our agronomists, people in the food service world, everybody, I want to be able to be that voice for them as well.
At Beck's, we are and will remain farmers at heart.
Cash cattle trade activity was quiet to start the week. New show lists are mixed, higher in Texas, but lower in Kansas and Nebraska and Colorado. Bids and asking prices weren't established. Significant trade volumes likely going to be delayed until the latter half of the week. Box beef closed lower with light demand for moderate offerings. Choice down 34 cents at $304.57. Select closed 203, lower at $292.14. Estimated cattle slaughter was 121,000 head, up 7,000 on the week and about even on the year. Cash hogs closed higher with a fairly light negotiated run. Barrows and gilds at the National Daily Direct closed 96 cents higher with a weighted average of 76.96. The Iowa Minnesota closed $1.13 higher with a weighted average of 77.20. The Western Corn Belt up $1.10 with a weighted average of 77.14. Pork values were firm, up 32 cents at 94.22. Ribs were sharply higher, and estimated hog slaughter was 486,000 head, even on the week and down about 1,000 on the year. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Walsh's Ace is now your one-stop shop for all your car key needs. Whether it's making a new key, a new remote, giving your current remote a facelift, or even getting a new proximity key, Walsh's Ace can do it all. Stop in and see what they can do for you. Walsh's Ace can cut and program keys and fobs that cover approximately 92% of all cars on the road. Walsh's program keys on site and can save you up to 60% off dealership prices. Stop in to check it out at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center and at Ace of La Crosse.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
I'm Brent Barnett with Ag Headline News on Brownfield. The U.S. corn harvest took a slight jump forward last week. The USDA says 9% of the crop is harvested as of Sunday, just ahead of the five-year average of 6%. Soybean harvest is underway with 6% of the U.S. crop harvested near the five-year average of 3%. 44% of the crop is dropping leaves. More news is coming up next.
When challenging conditions arise, we don't back down. We up our game. Outpacing the competition with innovations fueled by Bayer's R&D, keeping you equipped with an expanded portfolio, elite genetics, and additional local test plots. Channel leads the field so you can rise above. See how you can save at channel.com/finance24. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Brownfield Market Updates bring you the story behind the numbers. Ag commodity trading might be volatile, but you can count on Brownfield to let you know not just what the prices are doing, but why the markets are making those moves. We bring you the breaking updates on what's driving the markets all session long, giving you the up-to-date info you need on what's impacting prices and how that affects your bottom line, whether that's today, tomorrow, or in the coming months. Stay tuned to your local Brownfield radio station for the new, now, and notable in the commodity markets.
Harvest is underway for Southwest Iowa farmer Ray Gasser.
I think the very earliest corn is probably going to be the best. It was bigger when we started getting all the rain and didn't drown out, but there's some spots that got drowned out in the later April planted corn.
He tells Brownfield he plans to get started on soybeans in a few weeks. USDA's chief economist says there's a cost-price squeeze happening in agriculture. Input costs haven't lowered with commodity prices, and Seth Meyer says it's a sticky situation.
We appear to be entering that phase of tighter margins. Could be another shock around the corner, could be an external shock, but we are moving into a narrow margin situation, perhaps faster than I would have anticipated even in February.
The senior vice president of the Renewable Fuels Association says ethanol and electricity can jointly power vehicles today. I'm Brent Barnett, Brownfield.
Fall nitrogen plants. Hello, everyone. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, a content partnership with Corteva Agriscience. Heavy rains occurred across the Midwest this spring, and Corteva Nutrient Maximizer Strategic Account Manager Ty Stender says depending on when fertilizer was applied and total rainfall, corn fields might have lost more nitrogen this season. He tells Brownfield fall applications will be important this year. More after this.
Imagine you're a basketball team that just won the title game. Not by one bucket or 10, but by a score of 90-24. That would be a historic butt-whooping. Just like the beatdown Corteva AgriScience nitrogen stabilizers are putting on competitors. Our Optinite technology and InServe and Instinct Next Gen locks nitrogen in your corn's root zone for up to 8 weeks versus only 2 weeks for others. See the difference our playbook makes at NutrientMaximizers.com. Imagine you're a basketball team that just won the title game. Not by one bucket or 10, but by a score of 90-24. That would be a historic butt-whooping. Just like the beatdown Corteva AgriScience nitrogen stabilizers are putting on competitors. Our Optinite technology and InServe and Instinct Next Gen locks nitrogen in your corn's root zone for up to 8 weeks versus only 2 weeks for others. See the difference our playbook makes at NutrientMaximizers.com.
AgriScience Nutrient Maximizer Strategic Account Manager Ty Stender covers northern Iowa and says a year ago at this time, it was dry.
We had pretty dry open fall. We had a lot of anhydrous applications that were able to be put on. We kind of stayed dry and fairly warm for the soil temperature for most of the winter, allowing for a little bit of conversion of some of that ammonia nitrogen over to nitrate nitrogen. And then this spring, we started seeing a lot of rains, and it was pretty consistent across most of the Midwest, but we saw really heavy, consistent rains, which basically aided in some of that conversion of nitrogen over from the ammonium form into the nitrate form. And as we look across the fields currently, we see overall a pretty good looking crop, but I would say we're starting to see a lot of fields that are running out of nitrogen. We started to see a little bit earlier this fall than we would normally see with those fields kind of firing. And I think a lot of folks are wondering whether or not they have enough nitrogen to get them through the season.
He recommends split applications whenever possible.
Whatever fits best into your program. And part of the reason in doing so is if you make a good fall application, I'd say if the fall is going to be open and allow us for good applications, it's a good chance to get out there and get the bulk of your nitrogen on. But then by doing that split application, that allows you the opportunity in the spring to kind of tailor that program depending on what Mother Nature throws at you. So if we see another warmer winter and a warmer spring and wetter spring, that allows you to maybe add a little bit more nitrogen in the spring to kind of counteract some of the potential loss that you may have had. But the other consideration in those fall nitrogen applications is to make sure that we're protecting that nitrogen in the fall. So if we're applying fall ammonia, make sure we're protecting that with InServe nitrogen stabilizer. And if it's fall manure, make sure we're protecting that with Instinct Next Gen. Both of those are proven nitrogen stabilizers. And what they're doing is they're basically keeping that nitrogen in the stable form, the ammonium form, longer so that it's not as prone to nitrogen loss when we start warming up and getting that those warm spring rains.
Stender tells Brownfield there are a couple of ways to learn more.
Reaching out to your local retailer, they can get you in contact with your Corteva AgriScience representative, or they can visit nitrogenstabilizers.com to get more information.
I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, a content partnership with Corteva AgriScience.
Join us for the 93rd Viola Horse and Colt Show this weekend. Fun for the whole family, parade, midway, and $2,500 raffle. Sponsored by Kickapoo Creekside, Utter Brothers Creamery, Supps Gym, Lime Ridge Ag Supply, and Bailey Paint and Decorating. Friday and Saturday in Viola, you won't want to miss it.
Welcome to Richland Family Restaurant Studios, where great music and good times meet.
To the party that's just started with that cover band. That old school radio station, let's just drive until it's faded. Girl, let's lose it tonight. Cause when you do that thing right there, flipping your hair, baby, I swear. I don't think you know what you're doing to me. You got my heart's just giving a beat. You're not close enough, so there's space between. Girl, I lose it, yeah, I lose it.
Macy's baby kick them to the floorboard. Them bobby pants holding your hair up, girl, you don't need them no more. That dress hanging off your shoulder as you move a little closer. Yeah, let's lose it. Thing right there, flipping your hair, baby, I swear, baby, I swear.
Was Kane Brown with Lost It on Country and Community, WRCO. Good evening. I'm Tim Thied. I'll be here till 8 o'clock bringing you some great music and passing along some information. And hope you're having a great Monday. I know it's start of the work week for many of you, but yeah, hopefully it went well. Beautiful day out there, or beautiful evening right now, I should say. 83 degrees right now and mostly sunny out there, so be sure to get out and do whatever you need to do. And I'm sure a lot of you are looking forward to tomorrow when that harvest supermoon and partial lunar eclipse takes place at 9:45 in the evening. And nice part about that, Brittany Merlot says it should be clear skies for that. So be sure to get out the cameras and get out and enjoy that. That's kind of a rarity to see that every once in a while. So hopefully you'll enjoy it and you'll enjoy your evening viewing it tomorrow night. And as far as events tonight going on, first of all, if you're hungry and you haven't ate dinner yet, I got a good suggestion. The American Legion Auxiliary Unit 335 of Avoca and Highland is hosting a pork supper, and that's going on until 7:30 this evening at the Avoca Village Hall. The cost of the meal is only $10. Also, the regular meeting of the Boaz Village Board will be held tonight at 6 at the Boaz Community Building. The agenda may be accessed by at boazwi.gov/meetings.
Attention auto mechanics! TC Auto Works in Richland Center is continuing to grow, and they need you. They are hiring an automotive technician with 3 years of experience preferred and a strong work history. Enjoy highly competitive pay and a full-service automotive repair facility with a fun, low-stress, family-owned atmosphere. Along with competitive pay, you will be eligible for a large package of benefits including retirement plans, paid vacation, much, much more. Call 383-1700 or pick up an application at TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
Sawdust Days are here at McFarland's Retail and Service Center in Sauk City from September 23rd through the 28th. Get ready to power up your outdoor projects with exclusive deals on steel products. From chainsaws that slice through wood like butter to trimmers that keep your lawn looking sharp, we've got it all. Plus, enjoy huge savings on steel accessories to keep your equipment running at its peak. Don't miss out on these limited time offers. Visit McFarland's today and gear up.
It's time to go for the green or gold with Civic Media's new Text to Win contest. When you go for the green or gold, you could win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, 2 indoor club level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store and get ready to text in for your chance to win in this statewide contest. Get ready to go for the green or gold with your local Civic Media radio station.
Kick off fall with savings this week at All American Do It Center. Buy 1 gallon of Best Look paint and get one absolutely free. Restrictions may apply. See store for details. Save 50% on a steel leaf rake, now only $17.49. Or save $20 on a quick set, satin nickel entry level set, now $44.99. Tackle all the savings now through the 22nd at All American Do It Center in Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center.
We've been turning into strangers, now we barely even touch. Superficial conversation, 'cause our guard is always up. I'm not ready to give up on us yet. One last hurrah, it might just do the trick.
Home. messed up as me. When you get mad, you stay that way, and you always say you're doing okay. But we both know it's probably a lie, and you fall into pieces on the inside. And you're out tonight like you always are. You're dressed to kill, and your lips are red, and misery still loves company. Are you as messed up as me? And all alone, and all your friends have all gone home, and you hate that the truth is nobody leaves your head and your heart and your bed and your sheets. As messed up as me and you, and you begins to think this town, burn it down and go round. I should call you up and maybe take a shot that you're wide awake at a quarter to three. As messed up as me, and all alone, and all your friends have all gone home, and you hate that the truth is nobody leaves your head and your heart and your bed and your sheets. As messed up as me,
stacked against you, girl, get back in bed.
I feel lucky. I feel lucky, yeah.
No Professor Doom gonna stand in my way. I feel lucky today. Clerk, the pot's 11 million, so I called in sick to work. I bought a pack of Camels, a burrito, and a Parks. Crossed against the light, made a beeline for the park. The sky began to thunder, wind began to moan. I heard a voice above me saying, girl, you better get back home. But I feel lucky. Today, now 11 million later, I was sitting at the bar. I bought the house a double and the waitress a new car. Dwight Yoakam's in the corner trying to catch my eye. Lyle Love is right beside me with his hand upon my thigh. Moral of the story is simple but it's true. Hey, the stars might lie, but the numbers never do. I feel lucky. Oh, 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 I feel lucky, yeah. Hey, Dwight. Hey, Lyle. Boys, you don't have to fight. I flip a coin, I'm a winner.
feel lucky today.
I'm Dave Packer. Waiting in the golf course bushes for nearly 12 hours, what we learned today from officials investigating the latest assassination attempt on former President Trump. Palm Beach County Sheriff Rick Bradshaw.
The suspect didn't even get close to getting a round off, and we apprehended him and brought him to justice.
58-year-old Ryan Wesley Routh is being held on federal firearm charges. An annual celebration of cultural diversity canceled today in Springfield, Ohio, after days of violent threats fueled by conspiracy theories about immigrants spread by former President Trump. A gas pipeline fire is sending a tower of flame over some